we're working off of a soft six for a racing at Mowi with the rail in the true. Dean Lester joins us with his thoughts on the program. How are you, Dean?
Good, thanks, Nards.
We've got the nine races today. Look, just that soft six track to contend with. How did you find the program?
Yeah, it's a good meeting. The fields aren't quite as big as some years here at Mowi. Rail back in the true, but they're on 6 metres pretty much of fresh ground, as just explained. And I really like betting at Mowi. I think it's usually a very fair track. So, looking forward to the day.
Okay, we kick things off then, race number one. This is a maiden, 1,200 metres the journey. Takeout runners 6, 7 and also the 8. We've got number one, Callum What You Like at $4.60, Ginger Jones at $2.20 favourite, Money Back at $4.80 and Shake On It's at $4.40.
Yeah, not a lot of race experience here, but I thought Ginger Jones number two ran well on debut at Ballarat, and I think that form will be good enough. First use of the track, inside draw, looks well placed. Shake On It ran quite well in a pretty handy maiden on the synthetic underlights at Pakenham last time in. I think the recent trial would suggest that he's improved as well since that campaign. So I think there's been good money for him this morning, and I think I'd be wary of Shake On It. I think he's the danger. One, Call Him What You Like. He was very green early in the trial at Cranbourne, and then he got into a good rhythm and actually trialled very nicely. Respect him on debut. And Money Back just covered that little bit of ground and boxed on well first up over 1,300. Back a bit in trip here, but showed ability. But quite a competitive maiden. I've put them in 2, 5, 1 and 3.
Two from 5, 1, 3. The first race two, maiden over 1,100. Now you can take out the 12. Here we've got the 4, Moonlight's Reward at 3.70, Racy Raff at 4.40, Tycoon Bills at 6, then you're down to Strike a Nerve at $6, Adversary is at $6.50.
Yeah, I'm not that enamoured with the race brigade here. I think the first starters have got chances here, and I thought 10 Strike a Nerve wasn't really pushed out in a recent trial, looked to go quite well. It's got barrier one here, and 11 Adversary looked to trial quite nicely and makes its debut here for the John Maloney stable. So taking a bit of a punt on the first starters, they're similar prices, and I think they've got good hopes, numbers 10 and 11. Ahead of 5, Racy Raff, whose recent trial was okay, drawn to get a good run, just has to run a strong 1,100. Probably the same applies to Moonlight's Reward. It's got good speed, and race experience probably does count for something, but still a maiden after 8 goes. But on with the first starters, 10, 11, 5 and 4.
10 from 11, 5, 4. We go to the third, a maiden over 1,600. Takeout runners 3 and also the 12. One's in commission, number 8, My Clementina at 8.50. Written in Rouge at 6, Bill the Bee is at $2.25, and then you've got Perfect Award, who's a $3 chance.
Yeah, it's a pretty thin race. I think the two that hold most of the percentage will fight it out, and they are numbers 11 and 13. I've lent to number 13, Perfect Award. I thought the run at Benalla was quite good behind Moret. I think that form stacks up really well, and Perfect Award's got a very good chance here to beat number 11, Bill the Bee. It was beaten by Subray, so there's nothing wrong with that form either. That's competitive, and I think they're the two. They have a fair edge over 8, My Clementina, who's building her form. Maybe a bit of Jarrah, the track will suit her as well. And 10, Written in Rouge, who gets a good run from the draw. But really, I think the market's zeroed in on the two principal chances, 13, 11, 8 and 10.
13, 11, 8, 10. We've got a race 4, 64 over 1,000. Runners 1, 4, 8, 12, 14 and 16 are the scratchings. We've got number 3, Creditable Witness at 5. Sayorsa is at 4.40, Doc's Hero 5.50, Lee Levadee is at $4.80, Shimino at $5.50.
Yeah, I think a couple of real features to this race. There's a lot of top-end speed, and I think it sets up well for something to run on, and I think Lee Levadee, number 11, is really well placed here. It was running well before the last run, and even the last run was okay. Brian Park back aboard is a plus, and I just think sits off a good speed. And I like 11 to beat 9, Doc's Heroes, another one that'll be sitting off the speed and be able to swoop late. I think the run last start was very good. 13, Shimino, I think has proven at this stage of his career that he's a 1,000-metre horse, and from the good draw gets a great run. And maybe number 7, Seguin, next best. Very forgiving of the failure at Mooney Valley last start when he missed the start and pulled up with the thumps post-race. So just nothing went right there. Can begin well, can show its speed, could improve here. But quite keen on Lee Levadee around the each way. 11, 9, 13 and 7.
11 from 9, 13, 7. Looking at race 5, 64 over 1,600. Takeout runners 3, 6 and also number 7. We've got number 1, Hormi at 270, 370 for Ripplebrook. Then we're down to Guapuyo at $3.40.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot between probably the three main chances here, and you've mentioned them in the market. I'm going with Guapuyo. I just thought Barrier 2 might help it here last start. Just covered that little bit of ground in the run. Wasn't beaten far. Comes through the same race as Hulme, and I don't think there'll be a lot between them again. The other one to consider is Ripplebrook, who comes off the Bairnsdale Cup, gets back to its right grade from a good draw, should run well. Hulme was really well ridden first up, just missed out there and has a good chance again. And a bit of a gap then to 11, Zuberman on his home track, might be an improver with a couple of runs under his belt. But yeah, principally 8, 2, 1 here, Nards. 8, 2, 1 and 11.
8 from 2, 1 and 11. Now race 6, this is the first leg of the quaddy. You can take out runners 7 and also the 8. We've got number 2, King Lear at 5, down to Haunted at $2.10. We've got Super Hard at $4.20 and Smart Coupes at 7.
Yeah, always a good race. $50,000 benchmark 78 on Cup Day here at Moi, and this year's no exception. I'm going with Haunted. He's building a good record. He's won 4 of 7. Both wins this time in have been solid. He gets a great run from the draw. To beat 10 Super Hard, I think this horse is really starting to progress. He used to over-race badly in his races, but he won 2 starts back. I thought he raced pretty well in defeat last start, very much a leader-dominated race, and he made nice ground. 3 Jaws of Steel's capable of running well fresh, just a little bit of an awkward draw to contend with. And 12 Smart Coupe didn't have the best of luck last start and getting fitter with racing. But yeah, I think 4 will be hard to beat, 10 the main danger. 4, 10, 3 and 12.
4, 10, 3, 12. Race 7. This is the Cup over 2,050. Take out the 3. Number 160's Groove at 250. Down to Snitzer Peg, who's at $2 the favourite.
I think he's the one to beat, Snitzer Peg. As you'd have seen last start in Adelaide, came off a very slowly run small field, just a bit of a dash home, but that probably sets him up well to have a really big peak run here. And he's just a good progressive horse with the minimum weight, whereas his main rival, his stablemate, 60's Groove, does have to carry the 60 kilos. He was good first up and out to 2,000 metres last preparation. Of course, he won at Flemington and in one of them beating Trap for Fool, so it's a great form line. I think the best roughie here is Riyadh. He's a winner at Moi. He handles soft ground. Race totally not run to suit at Ballarat last start, but he did run the best last 200 of the meeting, getting home late. So not without a little chance of an upset there. He's the best roughie. And Tall Ship hasn't won for a long time, been freshened up after placing at Caulfield next best. But I think that it's probably a favourites cup. 6, 1, 5 and 4.
6 from 1, 5, 4. Then to race 8 over 1,600. And this race, there are no scratchings. We've got number 2, Top of the Range at 7, 225 Royal Ace, Realised Potential at $12, 850 for Perugia, 550 Bad Wolf, and Benny Goes Berserk at 7.
I think Darren Weir will win the race, whether it be with 3 top, with 3 Royal Ace or 9 Benny Goes Berserk. I think the prices are a little bit askew there, but I have got a slight leaning to Royal Ace. He was very good last start, and I'm trusting that form. But Benny Goes Berserk, I think the advantage he's got here is down in the weights and also the softer ground. I think it really suits him. So I think one of the two will probably win. 4 Realised Potential was quite a good run at Moonee Valley and looks some hope, and then maybe 8 Bad Wolf. This is a stronger race, but should give a good sight for a fairway. 3, 9, 4 and 8.
3 from 9, 4 and 8. And then we go to the final event, race 9, the 70 over 2,050. Take out runners 3, 5, 10, 11 and also the 14. We've got number 4, Barbie's Boy at 5.50. Captain Rhett 7.50. Junior Burger at $7. Then we're down to the Gatling Ball at 3 and Botty at $3.30.
Yeah, I thought that Botty is the key runner here. He's probably on a derby path, and he did quite a good job to win last time out, and I think he's progressing well. 12, the Gatting Ball probably cost himself last start in Adelaide as much as anything, just wanting to duck about, but he's a good hope again. 4, Barbie's Boy gets a lovely run from the draw and has a chance. And 15, Derinkler, who's had the 2 runs back, getting out to a longer trip, he's ready to show something at a bit of a price. 13, 12, 4 and 15.
13, 12, 4 and 15. And what about a best roughie quaddy and also your player of the day?
I'll go with the Cup as the best. Nards race 7, number 6, Snitzer Peg. I think around the $5 mark, race 4, number 11, Lee Lavadee might be the value in on a pretty competitive program. Quaddy, first leg, 2, 3, 4, 10, 12. Second leg, 1, 5, 6. Third leg, 3 and 9. And the last leg, 4, 7, 12, 13 and 15. And I mentioned the race three, the maiden there. I just think it's the play of the day with numbers 11 and 13, whether you just take the Quinella or 11 and 13, 11 and 13, field for third in the trifecta. I think that's a good race to play, race three.
Wonderful. Thanks, Dean. Good luck with it.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
There's Dean Lester, who'll be joining us after, or before, actually, each race today.